Here we go.
Yo. Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Turn me up, sir.
Turn to the side. You turn to the side.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Get right. Yo, it's your boy Jones. Music Jones Podcast. June.
Yo.
What's happening?
Cool, baby.
How's everything?
Can't call it.
How the weather treating you?
Man, that's some stupid ass shit.
Any rain up though?
Man, a lot.
A lot?
Yeah. See, we get rain, it get done.
Makes it difficult. It ain't been doing too much raining around here. Man, you know, the last couple days, maybe.
That shit poured down the other day.
Finally. Big. Needed that. Yeah, Greg goddamn Bob Brown.
We need it bad.
Yeah, need that shit bad. Easy.
What up?
How's everything?
Can't complain. I can't call
Still
it.
Still pumping them cars like white.
Hell yeah.
Nah, what's that shit, man? You gotta let me have. What he said?
What? I can't call it? Am I spoiled?
Yeah. Hey, man. I couldn't remember that shit to say my motherfucking life. I'm talking about. Been put in 10,000 positions to say it.
Say it.
I just say I can't call it.
I can't call it. I might smile.
I might smile.
I love that shit. That shit dope.
I don't know who I heard say that. Probably like Chad.
Kirby.
Yeah.
That sound like some dope shit like he'll say, yo.
Whatever it is, I like it.
I ain't gonna lie though. Chad always been like that.
Saying some dumb shit.
Yeah. But that shit, it used to be some fly dumb shit.
Yep.
You see some fly dope shit, man. Shout out to Chad, man.
Shout out to that guy.
Hey, man. You listen to the new Future?
Nah. Uh-uh.
You did? At all?
It's the look on his face.
That's why I have to ask you. Nah. So I can see you react.
I ain't had no reasons to.
No interest.
No interest there. You
know. Okay.
The look
okay.
on
no
his interest. Face.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah. Well, I meant to bring this up, you know, last week, but slipped my mind. So I came in with my notes today, and I listened to it. That since everybody live off numbers now, I'm gonna go 4 out of 10. I give him 5.5, 5.5 out of 10.
How many tracks on that?
A lot.
About 18 of them.
Yeah.
How you like it?
It's a lot.
Man, like some of the beats I like, but I'm gonna tell you,
yeah.
Like I was digging a couple of them. He all over the place, but I don't like where he at with it. But I like it.
The real me. But it's the name of the album.
Yeah, but I'll tell you, the stabber for it, you know, last week I listened to it and, you know, had my opinion about it or whatever. Mm-hmm. So this week I had my partner riding with me.
Yeah.
you know, it's brutal.
Yeah.
It don't matter what it is.
Yeah.
It's fucking brutal. It's, to be against me
yeah.
on that music, you know, she comes like with a dagger.
Mm-hmm.
So we rolled. I thought I was doing something, which I knew I wasn't, but I was like, just wait.
Yeah.
Man. She's like, so you gonna torture me on the way back? Cause that future shit.
I
was a toenail away from death with it.
Ooh.
Yeah, she's talking about, you know, he is the absolute worst right now.
Ooh, man. Shit.
Yeah. And which I kind of felt cause
yeah.
listening to it again.
Yeah. But I ain't gonna lie.
He's still tough though.
Yeah.
God.
Like I said, California him. Girls, Tank Top, Pluto, Wade Up, Konnichiwa, Trench Coats, Snow and Skyami, Build a Bitch. I think Build a Bitch might have been one of my favorites. I think that might be one of my favorites.
Her socks got blown.
Cause that shit, I think that was one of my favorites.
I think she was trying to vibe to it too, and it wasn't.
Cause now I listened to it initially. I listened to it on the day it came out. Got in the car on a Friday. Was like, fuck it, let me take me a little ride,
right,
nigga. I tell you, I got about song 12.
Right.
Let me find me something else to listen
yeah,
to.
That's
matter of fact, I went back to some of his old shit.
Shit, I done skipped.
Yeah, so
I did some skipping. I know I did.
This nigga, but of course everybody gonna say, you know, is, you know, hot and all that, but I 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 songs out of 22. It's 22 songs on here. 7 out of 22 got stars beside it on here, so that means them the ones that get played the most, right?
What's that? Apple Music?
Yeah. Yeah, so 7 out of 22. It's a third. Oof. But I don't know.
Shout out to Future.
Shout out to Future, man. I just don't know, like, why they gotta just keep trying to push the envelope. Like, just
I wish you could
just make music, man. Just make music, man. Because on the flip of that, it's a song that came out a couple weeks ago as well. I forgot to mention this last week. But the guy, Fat Joe, Jadakiss, and Stove God got a song out called The Aroma. And they the introduction of the song to the world was so crazy because DJ Khaled was on the couch. They was on the podcast. And these niggas was going fucking crazy. They was going crazy. I'm talking about they was absolutely going crazy. And when that shit came on, I was like, holy shit. This shit sounds so familiar.
Mm.
It sounds like some old...
Is that...
90s.
Yeah.
And but like he said, if you play like them niggas, Joe know how to make a fucking hit.
Mm-hmm.
If it's one thing about Fat Joe, he know how to make a fucking hit. Now Jadakiss' verse on this is fucking absolutely insane.
Right.
But they, I think they got the idea to put Stove God on it when Stove God was actually on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Cause Stove God, like his hook game right now is crazy for these New York niggas. Anything he do a hook on, it really do pretty decent. In the, you know, of course he ain't no Billboard nigga, but I'm talking about as far as the culture. You know what I'm saying? And I'm thinking, now that the dope they talk about is music. Nah, it ain't even dope no more. They talk about music now. Like music is the drug that they supplying.
Right,
I'm telling you, dog. Like this shit right here, this is like a breath of fresh fucking air, man. And the way they presented it, it was kind of like the shit Funk Flex did with Watch the Throw with Otis. He ran it back and ran it back and ran it back.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? That's
how they did it on the radio.
Yeah, nigga, you the one that goddamn always. We talk about that shit every year.
What?
Funk Flex did.
No, I'm talking about where they did this at.
Oh, on their podcast.
Oh,
yeah,
on
but they
podcast.
Clipped it up and put it on Instagram and all the, you know, oh, all the definitely. Social media. Yeah, and when they dropped it, Khaled was there, and Khaled had the air horns and shit. Like
I saw that.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
I saw a clip.
Yeah, that's, you know, I watched that shit 100 times because I was like, God damn, that song tough. And then Jadakiss get on there and Jadakiss do what he do, but this all stems from 38 Special talking shit.
This whole shit.
This verse right here is okay. Especially for, you know, supposedly shooting at 38, because 38 was talking real greasy right before this shit.
Mm-hmm.
And he's still talking greasy. He might as well leave this shit alone. That nigga say he more OG Juan than Ananobi. And the crazy shit is, a lot of people, that's why these niggas make it. We know they making it for us now, cause motherfuckers don't know who OG Juan is.
What if they just making it for themselves?
Making the music for themselves?
I don't think a lot of people know who OG Juan is though.
A lot of people, niggas our age know who OG Juan
maybe.
Is maybe. Shit, I mean them niggas, this is New York shit. Them niggas in New York know OG Juan.
Yeah.
Didn't J rap by OG too?
Yeah, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, OG was one of them niggas. You know, them niggas flashy niggas, them niggas out in the street and
shit.
You know what I'm saying? He was one of them. Stove God, he gonna get his break soon.
Mm.
He gonna get him a pop hit. I don't know if he want one or not.
I don't know.
But I've been talking about Stove God on this motherfucker for years now.
He might have to get a track with Jeezy.
He might have to do one with Jeezy.
Or Pusha.
He got one with Pusha. Yeah. He on FICO.
But he did the FICO on the last album, on the clips.
Yeah.
Some bullshit. I don't know.
Huh?
It's terrible. You know.
Stove God. Oh, he talked that dope shit like none other. He one of them drug rap niggas. He a dope. He sells a lot of dope in his music.
The next song they're playing is Jeezy Hustle Hard remix.
After that, goddamn Stove God got a series of mixtapes called The Drought. Reasonable Drought.
What did you and what you call it used to talk about him?
Doogie. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, Doogie didn't really fuck with him till I had him listening to him in the car.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he on that pyramid shit and he on all that type shit too.
Yeah.
Doogie was like, that nigga light skinned Eddie Jones.
It always be them niggas.
Yeah. I said, yeah, he light skinned shit, Doogie. I said, y'all niggas favor each other, man. Yeah, man. Shout out to Fat Joe. Yeah, man. Shout out to Doogie. I tried, man. Doogie had some other shit going on today too, man. We gonna get Doogie back in this motherfucker though. We gonna get him back in here, man. We gonna get him back in here. I got a question. This just some random shit before I get to the next shit. Somebody real close to you is in danger. They've been kidnapped, motherfucker holding them hostage.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, a motherfucker call you and say, you got a rap or sing one song, word for word, to save this person's life. What song you singing?
Happy Birthday.
I'm sorry. Rap or R&B song?
I like that.
Man. Yeah, that because
dang,
rap or R&B song.
I probably fuck that up too.
Yeah,
and say what to do. That Stevie Wonder version.
What?
I show you that Stevie Wonder shit.
Say what?
They're trying to stop Stevie Wonder at the airport and get an interview. Y'all seen that shit?
And the motherfucker run.
He running and he get in the car. Is our plan off? That's just stupid. Anyway, I'm sorry. Anyway.
Do you have one that you could sing?
Yeah, a few.
Word for word.
I had a few.
You do? What are they?
Probably Trap or Die by Jeezy.
Uh-huh.
A few Jay-Z songs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Probably Something by Ross.
Something by Ross.
Hustling. Something like that by Ross. Uh-huh. I might push the limit and do Sky High just to join flex my muscle. Friends roaming country, man, limit your eardrums. It was a beautiful day off in the neighborhood.
You got that kind of breath control, Paul?
Yellows and blues and grays and blues. See, and hues,
my issue is breath control when I be rapping.
Nah, I got that. I'm cool with that. Shit.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I always lose my breath in certain parts of the song. That's how I know them niggas be goddamn in
some kind of songs
shape.
They be breaking, though. You know what I'm saying? Take a break.
Yeah.
You know, I might get real freaky with it. And I'm going to say, buddy. You know what I'm saying? Blow their mind.
Oh, shit. June, give it a couple. What couple you got?
Oh, fuck. Dog.
What
I mean, I know there's some. I know,
God, but it's got to be like.
Word for word.
Word for fucking word. Everything.
Ooh, shit.
Word for fucking word.
Some Goody Mob or something.
Yeah,
I got a few Goody Mobs.
Yeah, I can get a Jeezy in there.
You said you'd do Sky High.
Nah, I'm joking. I might.
I do Thought Process off Soul Food.
Mm. Yeah, it would have to be something.
Yeah,
Soul Food,
I could do that for sure. I could do Goody Bag off Soul Food. I can do Soul Food. But I'm talking about B-side shit that them, like, motherfuckers ain't listen to. Motherfuckers wasn't listening to Thought Process unless you had the album. You wasn't listening to Goody Bag unless you had the album. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about Cold Blood. I can do 1 million niggas inside if you want me to. You can't break me even though you try. I can do Sesame Street.
Yeah. I think I could do a, I ain't gonna lie, bro. So this will be an SOS song.
It's
SOS. SOS band.
Yeah.
That's like, a singing group.
That's
it'd be some crazy.
Yeah. Group. Yeah.
Yeah. Like some old.
Keep running. Keep on running.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I could do some Marvin Gaye shit. I could do some Prince shit. Yeah,
I'd be better off with that.
I could do some Mike shit. I could do some Michael Jackson shit.
I don't know. Mike might fuck you up. Cause he'll say some shit sometimes. Yeah, it ain't.
You gotta know the songs the same. I could do Thriller. I could do Thriller word for word.
Billie Jean.
I could probably do Billie Jean too.
Yeah, I can do Billie Jean.
Them early Mike joints.
You fuck around, try to do bad, you fuck up. And the whole world tries to stand to picture. God damn. Pow! They kill
you. It's over with. God damn. It gotta be something.
I could do some Nas joints. I could do a few J joints. Right. I'll talk about no problem. I could do some Project Pat shit. I could do some Juvie shit. Like, you just think, like, it's a lot more that you could do. You just not realize.
I might do 90 Day. But the song, see, here's the thing.
Just
though.
Like I came here and said, I could do Woodwind.
The song can't be playing, though.
No, it's not going to be playing.
Oh, shit.
I got to have the music, though.
Yeah. No.
I got to have
gotta
the music.
Go off the acapella.
Oh, I got to go off the head?
Yeah.
Pause.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh,
that's
well,
the
shit.
Thing.
Yeah, I got a few.
If you
of
just
them.
Give me a little bit of the music, I can take over.
No, you can't. That's the thing.
Oh, it's like can't make no music.
Yeah, I'm in trouble.
Damn. It was a hot summer's night. I was kicking it with gangsta. Fred out of Hyde Park, rolling, chasing paper.
But just imagine if the beat was already playing while you saying that part. You definitely got the rest.
I can't say that.
You definitely got the rest.
We about to say R. Kelly.
It's some Jodeci shit I could do like that.
Go ahead, this your show's.
Nah, I can do some
nasty ass nigga.
Right.
You remind me of my dad.
I definitely don't know that one.
Carl Malone.
I know shit that wasn't on the radio.
Now you better play it safe, nigga.
The ones I know are the ones that wasn't on the radio.
Bump and grind.
No, that goddamn word for fucking word.
Right.
What if they be like, you gotta sing this popular song?
Oh,
that's
shit.
Out.
I'm fucked up.
Hey, but you should know it, cause everybody know it, and you should know it too. But you so on the
don't
on the
do
B
that.
Side.
Don't do that.
Shit, must be spinning.
And then, play this shit right here. Hold up, oh shit, and Insta. And then right, they start coming on, and you fucked. This right here, come on. And you gotta rap this shit.
And I gotta rap this?
Yep. All I know is give me two pair.
That's it.
I want the song stuff with the tank. That's all I know. I want the song tank.
I know some of it.
I don't know shit.
You gotta rap Murphy Lee part, cuz. Strap with the thing. That
boy, rip that shit. Something about a little dirty's got a gobble.
Bottom.
You gotta know
this
genie.
Nigga part. Couldn't get this
color. You had a personal genie.
Okay.
Flip flops with niggas flip flops.
Okay. All right. What if it's something like that? But you gotta know all the rhyming words.
Oh shit.
You just know the end of the verse.
The end of the verse.
I could probably pull that off.
I got Mary Lou.
Don't get me wrong, man. I'm Murphy Lieto, man.
Rap this with Mary Lewis Kaport. Rap this with Mary Lewis.
Yes, sir.
We got horse. Rap the end of this versus Jones. A horse is dead. We're going to send you a crazy folded flag.
Here we go.
Hey, man, I'm not rapping this shit. You got to give me something else. Pause.
Shit.
Now, niggas ain't listening to no fucking Saint Lunatics, now.
You heard two jokes.
Tip drill.
How about this? You think you heard the rhyming words about this one? You can
say horse.
This ain't the remix, is it?
This the regular version.
This the regular version?
Yeah.
Let's see.
Wallace, I have your sister Courtney. You gotta rap the rhyming words in this.
Shit.
Let's see if I got.
You don't need the ad-libs.
I don't need the ad-libs.
Rap 95% of the rhyming words.
Oh, shit. Hey.
Jack. Oh, Slack.
Cadillac.
Knees on that bed. Throw some knees on that bed. Just bought a Cadillac. Ricky Bunch.
Everybody did.
I'm going to kill myself. That was horrible. Yo, that'll be some dumb shit, though. Like, that's some movie shit, though, for real. That's some movie shit. Somebody need to do that in a movie, yo.
Is there, like, what's your least favorite? Nas your favorite rapper? What's your least favorite Nas song?
My least favorite Nas song?
It ain't like you like them all.
Virgo.
You gotta rap all the words to Virgo.
I know the words, I just don't like it.
Oh.
Hey girl, won't you come and hold my hand? Come and just chill with the Virgo. Sipping on Merlot. You ain't gonna be my girl though. I drop you off at Hennessy, your Merlot.
This is short of Oh You For Ice era?
No, after that. This was Streets Disciple.
Oh, okay.
Him and Ludacris did that shit. Like, the song dope. It's just my least favorite because it's so, like, and Dougie Fresh on it too. It's just kind of.
That's your least favorite.
Yeah, because of the tempo of it. And
it's not too good to say it's least.
Yeah, I mean, but shit, I know all of this shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know a lot of that.
Motherfucker say, I got your mama, you got to rap Sunshine.
Yeah, hey, gone. Man,
just let it be a.
Yeah, gone.
What Sunshine is that?
You talking about Sunshine Jay-Z shit?
Yeah.
That's how I start. That's the first. That's the beginning of the
verse. Hey, cuz, just make sure it ain't closed casket.
That's the beginning of the verse. I know the verse. I have to hear it though.
What about your cousin Mike Jones?
Drinking sake, it's me. I can say some Mike Jones shit.
You could do some Mike Jones.
I could do Back Then for sure. I could do Back Then for sure.
The whole verse?
Yeah.
I don't think I could do the rhyming words.
I could do the whole verse.
Well, it's kind of simple, so I can figure it out as I go along.
Right.
You treat me like a thug. That's a club. That's a slug. That you heard AJ 4?
Yeah.
On the low.
Yeah. That's how it go, though.
Yeah. He didn't want me.
I forgot. I always had a motherfucker that who used to ride in the car and try to just sing that part. But they'd be over there at the music line. They'd be like they sing the whole song. But
Yeah. It is people like that. They don't know the words, but they acting like they know the words. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Try to guess it.
Turn that bitch down.
Dude. Yeah, they'll fuck sound, no shit.
Sound like they on the spectrum.
Yeah. Like, because I'm going to tell y'all for the story. I'm going to tell y'all why I did this shit. Shout out my cousin-in-law. Cousin-in-law called my wife, though. It was our anniversary.
It was y'all anniversary?
Yeah. Happy anniversary. So she Happy called us second anniversary, right? So she was on the phone. She's like, it's our anniversary. anniversary. And I was like, oh, shit. I said, nigga, you don't know the words of anniversary.
Wow, shit, I don't know the words.
Nigga, yeah, you do. Tomorrow will come. It's like anniversary.
That's all I know.
I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
But it's tomorrow will come, girl, I can't wait. And you know, like,
I can't do it without the words, without the song playing.
See, now I can do that shit sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
Somebody in my family get killed while I'm going.
Oh my God, you're horrible. Oh shit. Alright, let me go to this shit a minute. Let me what time is it? Alright, okay. Listen, check it out. So Kanye, I'm sorry. The artist formerly known as Kanye West.
Mm-hmm.
He's got two new diamond certifications recently.
Okay.
Let me pull it up. Pause.
On songs or albums?
Songs. Man, you know nobody got damn diamond albums, nigga. Not Yay. Which album you think would be diamond of?
Of him? Probably My Beautiful.
Twisted Dark Fantasy.
Which one did he win against 50
Gold,
with?
Gold Digger and Heartless.
Ooh, Heartless, that shit.
That was the shit, yo. Mm-hmm. No, that shit. So that Heartless shit.
It was, yeah.
But see that. But that's the shit with Kanye.
That beat stupid.
I'm talking about that's the shit with him. Like you go from that to Poopity Scoop.
Yeah.
Scoopity Poopity Poopity. Like
shit. That Poopity Scoop beat was hard though.
The beat was hard.
But I think he wasn't finished. I to this day don't believe he was finished with that song. I think he was just like trying to get a flow.
Yeah. How could you be so heartless? Mm-mm. How could you be so cold as a winter wind when it bleeds, yo? Did you talking to me, yo? Talking to me, yo. That we've been through. That we've been through. Hey, yo, I know what some things that you showed me. Hey, yo, I did some things, but that's the old
me. Somebody dead.
Somebody dead.
But look.
I think one of my favorite songs by this nigga is Flashing Lights, though.
That's everybody's favorite.
That shit
who don't
tough.
Like that song?
Yeah,
that
Flashing
beast.
Lights. That shit crazy. So crazy, man. Gold Digger in there. Shout out to Ye.
I don't know if we shouted him out. I don't know if that's your
among the Ye albums that were awarded new certification. College Dropout is now at 6 million. Graduation is now at 8. My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy is only at 5.
Oh.
808s and Heartbreaks is at 4. Yeezus is at 3 million. And Jesus is King is platinum.
Yeah, they don't mess with Jesus like that.
Niggas in Paris is at 12 million. All
that's
of
diamond.
The Lights at 8.
Mm.
Can't Tell Me Nothing, 7. Drunken Hot Girls, gold. Hey Mama, platinum. Runaway, 6 million.
God, man.
This nigga put out some shit, man.
Man, what the fuck?
Can't get his shit together.
You know, nobody talk about him sucking dick.
Yeah, like that shit. They just glossed over that, right?
Yeah,
that shit just went away.
Like he's and it was like his little cousin too. He
yeah,
like, was sucking his little cousin's
yeah.
dick.
Yeah,
see how I forgot.
Yeah,
that's why I was like, I really can't shout him out.
Yeah,
then he just got a. He got a. Had a settlement with his former co-worker, a sexual assault case.
Oh yeah, another one.
Yeah,
another
well they
one.
Settled it.
Oh okay, another.
Yeah, so I don't
one.
Know if it was the same one.
I'm just saying it's another one.
Yep. So yep.
Worry about settling for some good shit though.
See this is an instance where the crime, the art is better than the crime.
Mm-hmm.
They load up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because any other person that got accused of sucking a kid dick. You wouldn't be listening to him, but this motherfucker, he's selling out stadiums all over the world.
All over the world, yeah.
That's all. I don't know how true this is, but it was Albania.
Mm-hmm.
They built a stadium just for him. They took how many millions? I forgot how many millions of dollars. Maybe $6 million or $14 million.
And built a stadium.
And built a stadium
him.
Just for his concert. Say they made like $140 million or $120 million. Mm.
Oh,
but
Jesus.
Yeah. Like this Damn. Just happened like this week.
Damn.
Let me see if I can pull it up.
Shout out to Ye, man. Wow, or don't dude. Shout out to Ye.
That's up to you. You shout out Karl Malone too?
But Karl, oh God.
Oh shit.
She's Albanian from Albania. Y'all don't know where I get that from, do you?
Nope.
Yeah, it said rapper Kanye West performed a controversial concert in Albania on July 11th. The government spent roughly $4 million. Well, $4 million, I guess that's pound.
Mm.
To host the event in a makeshift stadium outside of Tirana. I don't know. Let me see. But yeah, it was a lot of people out there too. So it was roughly 25,000 fans expected. Yeah, don't say how much he. He made on this thing.
But yeah, like,
but yeah, my bad.
Kanye's still a functioning artist. He's supposed to sell out tours all over the world. Mm-hmm. He's still making music every year. You know what I'm saying? So
it ain't too many people that do that though.
No, it ain't. Yeah, I ran across a list. We're gonna talk about real quick.
Alright.
ASAP Rocky.
Okay.
Names his top 10 flyest New York rappers of all time.
As in dressing. So Fabulous on there.
You know it. Let's see how many you can guess.
Fabulous on there, Jim Jones on there.
Dipset, Cameron.
Oh, but the, okay.
Yeah.
So it just say Dipset?
Yeah, Cameron Dipset.
Is Slick Rick on there?
Yeah, he is. Look at me. Check me out.
Dope dressing New York rappers.
It's going to be someone here to surprise you.
I don't think Jay on there.
Nope.
I don't think Nas would be on there.
He is.
Nas on there?
Absolutely.
Okay.
But Nas.
I mean, Nas real regular stuff. I mean, other than like maybe him in a suit.
He always been fly though.
Yeah.
He always was a fly nigga. Whatever you, dog, the clothes, man make the clothes. The clothes don't make the man.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, for real.
Did you see how 50 Cent be looking?
Some nigga, that's because he can't dress. He country as fuck. He got country ass dollars.
That's all I can think of right now. That's New York City.
Yeah, New York. Not just New York City, New York.
One of them Griselda niggas.
No, they ain't make the list.
ASAP Ferg.
Yeah, the whole mob on here.
Oh, they on there. Mm-hmm. Okay. I said Fabulous. Ain't nobody from the Locks on there.
Actually, DMX / Rough Riders is on here.
For damn. Best Dress? Rockefeller ain't on there.
It's a Flyers.
Well,
okay.
And Rockefeller ain't up there?
Yeah. Nah, Rockefeller. Flyers New York rappers of all time. Rockefeller is not on
and
there.
And the Locks, Rough Riders up there? Them niggas. Anyway, I mean, that's his list. That's all I can think of. Run DMC up there?
Mm. It's ASAP.
Oh yeah, he is younger.
Mm-hmm.
Who
he
else?
Got Wu-Tang. He said ODB / Wu-Tang.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Bad Boy. Oh, Mace did in 112.
Forgot about Bad Boy.
Yasiin Bey.
Damn.
He.
Tupac.
From New York.
Mm-hmm. Tupac was a New York rapper when he was a kid, so.
So if he got Tupac, why wouldn't he have Run DMC then?
Because Tupac younger than Run DMC.
Anyway.
And Grand Poobah.
Damn.
That's and not that.
Grand Poobah's different.
Yeah, like that should
Yes.
Grand Poobah was the Tommy Hilfiger Jabot. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like
he was the first Kanye. He was Kanye then.
No, what I'm saying is like
shit.
Yeah, he was Kanye then.
He wore regular stuff.
No, nigga, no. The shit he was wearing was regular, nigga. Tommy Hilfiger was sending that nigga shit to wear.
But I'm saying like
that was tough.
You can
this nigga was rapping about Jabot like, jeans, nigga. Who the fuck else was wearing Jabot jeans?
Still Fabulous wear. The average person can't wear that.
But Fabulous wear regular shit too.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess
it's not, but it's it, you. I mean, like I said, the clothes don't make the man make the clothes. I don't give a fuck what you got on. If you fly, you fly.
Yeah.
You know that shit, nigga. You ain't getting to go buy no $2,000 designer outfit
because I can't afford it.
Because say what now?
Because I can't afford it.
Like I said, you ain't going to buy a $2,000 outfit, nigga. Nigga, you was fly last week when I was here, B.
Hey, man, shout out to Paper Plane.
Exactly.
Give me that right off the mannequin.
It ain't what you know what I'm saying?
Give me a mannequin outfit. That's it. Yeah. I ain't got to put no thought into it.
Yeah, but
I'm not creative at all.
But it's like, the shit ain't complicated.
Sometimes it is. Some people put some wild shit together and be like, okay.
Yeah, but you just got to be, you know, how you wear the shit.
Okay.
Stop, don't act like that, yo.
Yeah, shout out to Grand Poobah.
Grand Poobah.
Shout out to his list.
Yeah, man. Shout out to ASAP.
Yeah, he's a bad boy back in the day.
Yeah, Poobah was that nigga, man. B-Love wouldn't know nothing about that, man.
Nope, I wouldn't. All I was Nike t-shirts.
Boy, Rich came out with him. You talking about nigga Kalawa?
I did. All I used to wear, I used to want to look like a college football player.
Them plain Jabot jeans.
You got a lot of Jabot jeans, huh? Okay. I had a pair of plain Jabot.
And this was years before that nigga was talking about that shit.
All it had was a stripe across the front. The zipper.
Mm. Uh-huh. Yep. The little tab or whatever.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's it.
Yep.
Your boy Boosie. Boosie badass.
Well, he did now.
He paid $600K for a pardon.
Oh yeah, I saw that. And then never
got it.
Yeah, that what his dumb ass get.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, what the fuck he got going?
The Democrats, whatever he would say, shut your ass up. That's what your ass get.
That's what a Republican screwed you, buddy.
Yep.
No, where you get that kind of money, stand shit?
No, I'm talking about.
After you get to a certain point, man, you shouldn't be in shit.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be.
I mean, when Boosie first got out, he was making like, they was paying him like $35, $40 a show.
A show?
Yeah, he made good money, man.
Yep. Might have been 50, but it was more than 30. Mm-hmm. I remember more than 30.
Yeah, man. He on that tour with Cash Money and No Limit.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Damn. Mm-hmm. I gotta look up some tickets for that. I can't miss that.
They're in Columbia October 10th.
Really?
What y'all doing about that juvenile shit?
What juvenile shit?
Ain't Juvenile coming?
No, the Cash Money on
October something.
October 10th. Juvie on that? He gonna be there, right?
He should be. Cash Money, No Limit shit.
That's in October.
Is it coming to Columbia in October?
Damn, that's really next. That's next week.
Right. Bullshit. I'm
telling you, bro.
Yeah.
Let me go ahead and get me a ticket.
That shit ain't far.
Y'all fucking with that?
Oh yeah.
I'm thinking about it.
What night? Let me look at my calendar and see what night October 10th is.
I think it's October 10th. Google that shit. Make sure I'm right, man.
I'm. I've never seen Cash Money in person. Not Cash Money. I've never seen
No Limit
in person. Only person I seen from Cash Money is Juvie in person. What are we looking at? Cash Money.
Cash Money, No Limit.
No. Limit tour dates. They're going to be in Raleigh September 19th.
Yeah, your boy going to that
one.
Shout out to Renz.
Shout out to Renzo.
Which one?
The one in Raleigh, September 18th. I meant 19th.
October 4th in Birmingham, October 8th in D.C., you don't got no, let me see.
Yeah, the October 10th.
You see it?
Colonial Life.
That shit gonna be stupid.
Master P, Birdman, Juvenile, Boosie Badass, Manny Fresh, BG, Silk the Shock, Amir X, Fiend, Mac, Chopper Style, and Mr. Servo.
Damn!
That's on that 19th?
Yeah. Hey, no, the 10th. October 10th.
$103.
Oh, Columbia. Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. I see it.
Oh yeah, let me see.
That shit, I know they coming to Charlotte.
Hold on, let me see what night that is. October 10th. It's a Saturday. Yeah,
that's a Saturday.
Yeah. I'm in there.
You in there? Yeah.
Let me see.
Coming on the 10th.
Yep. Let me look up something else real quick. Let me look up something else real quick.
You can check it to work schedule.
Nah, I ain't checking the work schedule.
Uh-oh.
Damn.
I can't see all on that motherfucker.
Oh, no, hold on.
Can't go.
Oh, no. I ain't worried about that.
Uh-oh. He can't go. Got a prior engagement.
Birdman, Juvenile, Boots.
Damn.
Manny Fresh, BG. Okay.
I might drive back.
I get that Cab Money's army that night. Cab Money is army.
I stayed at this one before, though, so I might stay at this one again. Trying to see the rooms.
Oh.
Yeah. Trying to find me one for the Lizzo.
Yeah.
I see one, though. I might stay at that one. Yeah, we good. I'm going. I'm going to that one.
Oh man.
October 10th.
Mm-hmm.
Should we start 15 years or 30?
What are you?
I think we'll start at 30 because 15 years you'll be more excited about.
Okay.
30 years ago, Acanelli dropped his infamous all-time classic hit.
Put it.
An album. Put it in your mouth.
There we go.
Put it in your mouth. Oh my God.
Well, the first time I heard this shit, I know we done talked about this on this show before, cause the conversation was this shit would not make it nowadays.
Why not?
Shit,
I think it would.
You think it'll fly?
Hell yeah.
What them girls saying?
Yeah.
Right. I think these niggas
my
need
booty
to,
hole, my pussy pink.
Right. My booty hole brown.
My booty hole brown. And it's really light. He's saying put it in your mouth.
Yeah.
Well, in your MF in mouth, though. Yeah. So.
And he say suck it and swallow
they say
it,
that on goggle radio. It.
If this ain't giving bitches permanent beards, nigga. Well, my little Harley used to got every jump, boy. You hear me? Boom, boom. Boom. But we freshman and going in our sophomore year listening to shit like this.
I don't think I started listening to this till after I got out of school, like going to the club.
I had this single CD.
I'm trying to think of when I
had this single CD, yo.
I might have had a CD player in the ninth grade.
I had a single CD. No, I had a tape. I had a single tape.
I might have got one in the ninth grade, 10th grade.
Yeah, I got one somewhere in 10th grade. I got a CD player.
I think my
might have got one for Christmas or some shit.
Sister had a 5-disc CD changer.
Mm-hmm.
Some kind of way I got it, and I had it. So that was the only CD player I had back then. That shit was hard though. It was like disconnected. It had a separate.
Yeah,
shit was huge.
Give bitches permanent beards. Put your lips here.
My roommate fucked mine up.
Your CD player or your CD?
My CD player. It was a that Sony shit. It was the 5-disc. Hit a button, tray come up.
I still got one of them.
What, yours is gray?
Black.
I still got gray. One of them shit. No, you talking about in the house? You talking about in the house or the car?
Talking about in the house too.
In the house.
Oh yeah.
I'm talking about in the house too.
Oh, you okay? Yeah.
I still got everything. I still got that shit.
Yeah, I still got all my shit too.
I don't think I got nothing that'll play CDs music on.
You got a PlayStation, man?
No, I'm talking about as far as like dedicated for that. I don't have no. I don't even got a DVD player.
Technology just moved on past all that shit, man.
Pretty much.
Damn, they say CD, man. Motherfuckers buying CDs again, man.
Yeah. Stuff sound better.
Mm-hmm. It does. I been trying to tell y'all that. Y'all niggas goddamn stream sound. Stop listening to the CD.
You should.
But at one point, man, it was.
This shit was on
that
fuck.
It was a Toyota first, bro. The first cars that came with no motherfucking
CD player.
No, oh, yeah, nothing. No.
Yeah, that shit.
All they got is the aux shit.
Not even the aux cord.
Not even that.
They ain't got radios at all?
I mean, got radios, but it's stream.
Straight streaming.
Oh. Yeah.
So ain't no aux cord, because don't nobody use an aux cord no more.
Oh, well, yeah, Bluetooth. So,
yeah, Bluetooth. Bluetooth, or you can like connect via like your USB.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying, but
yeah, do the CarPlay shit.
Well, I mean CarPlay wireless, no.
Oh, really?
But that shit was wild when it first started happening.
Yeah,
because you like, damn, what I'm gonna do with my fucking? I got in a fucking fly ass rental, grabbed a CD case.
No CD player.
But, I just got a suitcase. ain't nothing else, fuck. You know what I mean?
You ain't had no streaming service on your phone.
Like had yeah, I think I had just had what was the Pandora?
Pandora.
Yeah.
But I was still, you know, loading up a CD changer.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Got this dope ass fucking rental, bitch. Bitch, I ain't got no CD.
That old bad Sirius satellite radio on that bitch.
Yeah, that was it.
I'ma keep me an old car, man. I got a CD player in my car.
I ain't got one in mine.
I got one in
mine. Wow, man.
Got one
Bluetooth.
I mean, I Bluetooth too, but I still got a CD player if I want to listen to my CD.
I put a thing in my Acura to have Apple CarPlay in my shit.
Oh yeah,
yeah. My shit 21 years old.
Oh, the little adapter shit.
No, it's a whole nother screen.
Oh, okay.
That sit on. I just put it on.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Wireless Apple CarPlay.
Gotcha.
That's what's up.
Hell yeah.
Shout out to Akineli. That nigga say, would you fuck me for free? He definitely couldn't drop this now. He'd get carried out.
Nah, he could.
Nah, man, the motherfuckers are talk shit.
They'll change it up. Cause them bitches they done change scamming up.
Oh yeah, for the clean version. But they had a radio version of this.
No, I'm talking about, but they got a talking shit version.
With her?
with the spin that, what the fuck the spin make?
It's somebody talking shit.
Yeah, instead of scamming, they saying get a job.
Oh shit!
Yeah, they flip the vibe of the song, but still use the song.
Yeah,
It's a chick I saw rapping that.
Uh huh. I saw that one.
And she was like, "Yeah, where all the scammers at in jail, whatever, blah blah blah."
Yeah,
that her shit was hard though. Yep. She was spitting on that.
I saw that shit. Yeah. I definitely saw that one. Yeah, yeah. She, 25 years ago, Jadakiss dropped "Kiss the Game Goodbye." Bet you don't remember what was on there.
Who don't remember that? I got that CD.
You still got it?
Yeah. Somewhere around here.
Yeah, you don't.
I do.
Yeah, you don't.
This came out 01. Yeah, I still got this. It only had two songs on that I listened to.
What was this?
This one right here.
That's it.
She said she was a model for a year and a half, and then she took her pins out and her hair dropped down that cab. I had a man who was just up north, would have got left up north, but he was a chef up
this
north.
One?
Anyway,
check
I'm K.I. Double. All I do is get stoked. Don't she did.
He had it going, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
I hit the dance watch.
Yeah,
how you do some shit like that? How you do that? This is my Melissa Ford was in this video getting in the water with them subtle breasts, supple breasts.
The Pearson family is safe. The Pearson family is safe.
I don't know the second verse though.
Rolling out,
hey, you did not.
Put your head down.
They safe.
This
bro.
Is my shit right here. Yeah, another one too.
Shit. Okay, we gonna make it.
Fuck the frail shit.
This shit right here.
You just scale that away the whales with. So by my side, or by your side, what you ain't like that?
That's on here.
Yeah, it should be. Oh no, this "Kiss the Game Goodbye." This song.
This the one you saying, right?
Show discipline.
He had too many songs on here.
Cruising with Snoop Dogg, right? Was next, right?
No. Coming in order? Maybe they switched that order.
Okay. But cruising with Snoop
Dogg was number four.
No, I'm talking about cruising with Snoop Dogg after this song right here, right?
No.
It's not?
Knock Yourself Out was four. We Gonna Make It five.
Yeah, yeah.
None of Y'all Better. Six. Stick Yourself. That's a skit.
Uh-huh.
I'm a Gangsta. Eight. Uh-huh. Nasty Girl. Nine. Put Your Hands Up.
Uh-huh.
Ten.
That was the shit, too.
Jay Jerkin, 11. On My Way, 12. Cruising was 13.
Cruising, 13.
Mm-hmm.
Right before that. Cruising was my shit, and this was my shit too. Grab your guns, show discipline, nigga. And the reason I like this song because this beat remind me of that beat they played in Juice.
Yeah.
Right when
it's about to get sticky.
When Tupac was looking for fucking Q.
Oh, he was chasing around and shit.
Yeah, when they was looking for each other at the end. Yeah, this was the song they was playing. Right, this was the beat they used.
That was gotcha. Hold up. It was another one I wanted to see. Hold up.
This shit right here.
Oh, yeah, this was it. Yeah.
Three. She's go crazy in the club.
Yeah.
This she's go crazy in the club.
Oh, you know, I like this some. Because State Property took this shit.
Oh, yeah. Then, they was beef when they was beefing.
Yeah.
Uh huh. Beans went off on this motherfucker too.
Mm-hmm.
I got beef with the feds and the DA. I got footage in the game, press replay. I got bitches in the club all over me.
Monte, you easy. And y'all scared, I could tell that I'ma get bucks. Ah, shit, my bad.
Cause like sell by Cassell.
Ah, my bad.
You good?
Trying to do too many things at one time.
You good, youngin?
But really,
that's that 45-year-old shit going on.
Oh, shit.
Old nigga activity.
Shooting at him, B.
Old nigga don't.
Hell, B don't want people to save his people. We don't got.
talk over.
Nigga, dig this. I'm about to like a soda, make Jake to the mwah. You niggas really hurt you kiss. You niggas sweeter than a Hershey kiss.
What? Oh, bitch, went off on it. This might have been low key. This might have been one of the best battles out of that whole shit, lyrically.
Need the whole locks to help out. It's just me. I don't need the rock to help out. I can tell why style say the ghost of the shit. I can tell in your style you write most of the shit.
Your name, nigga, most of you bitch.
Shout out to
Jada. Shout out to Jada. Like Sam, I can sell. I'm that nigga. The whole B.
Mm-hmm.
20 years ago. Now we get to have some fun. You said you probably could sing Hustling.
Rick Ross?
Yeah. So you probably could sing that one all the way through?
Oh, yeah. That came out 20 years ago?
Port of Miami, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Damn, cool. Look at that.
Yeah. Let's see what you got.
Don't test me,
Jay. I got it right here. What
we
you
did
gonna
a remix
do?
We did a remix of this shit, if I could find it. Shit.
20 fucking years.
That 745 he was in, that shit hella so hard.
But I remember this video. I remember, like, this was a moment in time right here. It was different.
Yeah.
It was different, man, from what we was used to fucking seeing. Nigga in Miami, blue sky,
big what?
Big white, Snow White, fucking 745.
Ooh. This shit had a lot of goddamn nice songs on here.
Yeah. It did. Who the fuck is thinking with? I'm the fuck.
You wait for me to rap it? 745 white on white. That's fucking. I cut them wide. I cut them long. I cut them fat. I keep them coming back. Boy, keep them coming back. Distribution. I'm like Atlanta. I got. What? I got it right. I know Pablo.
Noriega, the real Noriega, he owe me 100 favors.
I ain't petty, nigga. So you were gonna say player?
Play. No, I wasn't. Well, I don't say clean verses.
Okay, right, okay, my bad. I'm my bad.
I'm on the pill to show you what I'm running like.
This song right here, this shit used to beat in the car.
They go for 20, I was getting them for the
17.
Look at me, I was 17. Going on the side of town where them killers ride.
I'm in the White House.
Yeah, dog, no, this shit. Yeah, he said he was in the White House.
In the White House.
You know what I think he was talking about?
What that?
The White House in Atlanta.
I wouldn't doubt it.
That what he talking about. I guarantee you that what he talking about.
You think he was in the White House?
I'm telling
you. He got some shit on here. I might have to listen to this.
Push it to the living.
He do a video for this?
Scarface theme. Yeah. This 2006, like, nigga, I'm about to get out of college. Like, so this is the end of my summer. This going into football season.
Yeah,
this was my last year in this motherfucker, my last semester in this bitch.
So this came out in 06?
Yes.
I think I might have bought this twice.
Yeah, I did. I know I did. Because I had it then and I bought it again.
I'd have been up north for a couple years then.
Nigga about to get out of college and shit, yo. Right.
A lot of these shits was banging.
95.
Mm-hmm.
It's all on the line. At the drop of a dime. Oh, pushing the, and this is debut joint.
Yeah.
Hustling. Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling.
Yeah, G's on this shit too.
G's the J.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 19 songs.
Mm-hmm. Is the prayer on this one, right? The prayer on this one, ain't it?
Yeah. It was the last song.
Yeah, shout out to my dog Love, man. Shout out to my dog Love. That nigga used to get drunk in the crib. Oh, Lord. He played it 10 times in a row. He played it 10 times in a row, cuz. I promise you. Shout out to J Bird fucking Lane, nigga. Oh, God. Oh, God. This shit right here. It should beat like a motherfucker, too, man.
Mm-hmm.
It should beat like hell. That's why I think he really start, because he's listening to that goddamn Max, man. Yeah, that Max, that goddamn 15 in that motherfucker, man. That's just beating everything down.
It has some shit on here.
Oh yeah, it's shit. You done played 7-8 song.
I ain't even hit Blow.
Yep, out of 9, you played 7 or 8 out of 19 already, and you ain't even played Blow yet. And that was one of the toughest songs out there.
Cross That Line with Akon.
You ain't played that. Yeah.
Jay-Z.
Ooh. A prayer's what kept me when them bullets cut the air, I fell and I just said a prayer. A prayer's like medicine. Rich veterans. I think I'm definitely gonna listen to this on the way home today.
It depends on what that team.
I think I'm definitely gonna listen to this. Put your hands together. Keep me alive. 2, 3. Yeah. Dear Lord, here I am. Forgive me.
Okay.
3, 4. Dear Lord, here I am. I swear to God, I done some things. Hey man, I might have to listen to this shit tonight.
What you got for 15?
15. Your boys.
Which one?
Jay and Ye.
Oh,
Watch the Throne. 15 years. 15, man.
This shit come on hard.
Yeah, like I don't even. This shit was so musically, this shit was great, man.
Mm-hmm.
But that's Kanye in this shit.
The first 5 for me.
Yeah, and they said the shit that's on Magna Carta.
Mm-hmm.
The shit with the Holy Grail shit with Justin Timberlake.
So that was supposed to be on this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they said that was supposed to be on this too. I
wonder why I didn't make it.
No church in the wild. God damn. This shit right here, that Ham was my shit.
Really?
Ham was my shit.
That was the first song I heard off of this.
That was my shit. This shit was tough to me. This shit was tough.
Anything.
The beat was so hard. Pause. It was all good just a week ago. Niggas feel they self. And they watch the throne. Look at that shit. Look, you go do a dumb shit. What niggas
gonna do? It sound like a
hard move.
Nah, the lady on Fifth Element.
Yeah.
It was just
and that's probably what he fucking used.
Probably
what he used. You know what I'm saying? Huh?
At least got inspired by it.
Yeah. By the way, nigga, you should fucking quit, nigga. Just forget it. You talk it, I live it.
This shit nice though.
What, this right here? Oh man, this whole album was tough.
Don't fuck with that.
Otis was a banger.
You ain't like this. The weirdest thing about Otis is Aziz being in the video.
Yeah.
That's the weirdest thing about it.
Nah,
I ain't paid attention to him being in the video until he was on something. He said he was in the video. Now I went back and watched. I was like, oh shit, this nigga is in the video.
Now my favorite song is the slow shit. Damn, I can't remember the name of the fucking song, and that ain't me right there.
Who gonna stop me?
No.
Murder the Excellence.
No, hold up. I'm gonna tell you which one of them.
Sweet,
sounds
so sweet, don't you agree?
Sweet, don't be
yeah. I ain't finna sweat. Popping bottles, putting supermodels in the cab. Proof,
I guess I got my swagger back.
New watch,
gotta have it.
New blows, or the big face rollie I got.
Oh yeah, that's Nick.
That's
yeah.
My shit.
Yeah.
This shit right here, cuz.
Yeah.
This shit right here. I was like, this nigga crazy for this one.
Yeah,
he was a fool for this and got that 15 nigga. 2011, this right here. And everything was fucking party music out of Atlanta around this time.
Mm-hmm.
So this shit, like, he took it all back. Like, let's come on, man. You need that. Yeah, I got what you need.
LOL. Assassinate my character. Money matrimony, yeah, they tryna break the marriage up.
Oh, the boy talk dumb too now. I think I call Ferris up. Bueller had a Bueller, but I switched it for a Miller and a Bueller. Had a conference with the DJ. They got switched it for a Miller because I'm rich.
Polly with the PDs now, they got that shit on replay. Sorry, I'm in pajamas, but I just get off the PB. And last party we had, they
shut down pre-bay.
Ain't that way that he played?
Niggas hate ballers these days. Ain't that like LeBron James?
Ain't that just like D-Wade?
These niggas.
I'm telling you, dog. I hate that these boys ain't like this no more.
Right.
Cause we should be getting shit like this. Because they all they did after this was get more money. Yep. Get, like,
where my money at? You gon' make me come over to your house where your mommy at?
Hey. Mommy rap the kids.
Have them crying for their mommy
back.
Tell me that your daddy is. Tell him I just want my racks.
Racks on racks on racks. Make backs on backs on backs on backs. Oh shit, it's just black on black on black. Hey,
planking on a million.
That nigga say he planking on a million, good.
Made a left on no strength
me and Bed Stuy.
Made a right on 79th. I'm coming down South Shore Drive. I would main
Chi-Town, Brooklyn till I die. Take him on home. What you need? Hey man, listen. This nigga Kanye is—he was fucking special, man. I'm sorry he where he at now, but Jesus Christ, man,
some shit like this.
Because he on that, like he on Premiere type shit. It was just so much shit that he did, like, cause dog Premiere, when Premiere do a song, Premiere uses old songs that he scratch in for the actual hook. Like he don't motherfucker. If you think about it, people don't really say hooks on Premiere songs. He do the hooks with like old song. He pieced them shits together, man, and do the hook for the song.
Mike Dean and Hit Boy.
That's who did this one right here?
Yep. I think Mike Dean and Hit Boy probably did a lot of the shit.
Yeah, Hit Boy did do a lot of the shit too.
I want to say.
But for Hit Boy, and think about this fucking 2011.
I want to say he said this was his first like big shit that he did.
Yeah.
He just came out like last week and said it too.
Mm-hmm.
Earlier this week I saw him post something.
Yeah, but Hit Boy because you know it's around that time, so them niggas remember, like niggas like him remember, like nigga this shit changed my fucking life.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Cause this shit right here went fucking crazy. That nigga did this shit at that Magna Carta show, man. That motherfucker say, I wanna tell y'all now. They told me before the show that people can't stand on their chairs, can't stand in the aisles, it's a fire hazard, they gonna find me. I told a motherfucker, what's 50 grand to a nigga like me? Please remind me. That beat drop, nigga. Oh my God, we went everybody fucking went crazy. Yeah, then he started, he's like, y'all can dance in the aisles, y'all can stand on your chairs. He said, what's 50 grand to a nigga like me? Please remind me. Boss, that beat drop again. I'm like, man, this nigga crazy. I got that shit, I got that old video on my phone. What?
Where was it at?
Verizon, Charlotte.
Oh, Charlotte. Okay.
It was no Spectrum.
Spectrum Center. Okay, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's where it was at. Yeah, yeah. So
they say they did it in Paris. Like, was it six times in a row?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he gonna do that shit again when he go back for this show
in Paris.
Yeah, he doing the 30th anniversary of the 30th and the 25th of. Reasonable Doubt and Blueprint in Paris too. He doing the show in LA too.
Yeah, I'm trying to get to that LA show.
You trying to get that LA show? Yeah. It's in October too, right? That's what you was looking at.
Oh no! I forgot that is October. Damn.
Yeah.
You got a busy schedule, buddy.
Yeah.
I think it might be that next week though. That like the 16th or something like that.
Yeah, but it is in October. Mm-hmm.
Shh.
That's provocative.
I won't have to miss no work to go to the one in Columbia though.
Man, shout out to Jay and Ye. How many songs you played off that box? How many songs on that? 14, 15?
No, just now.
Yeah. I mean, no, how many songs is on it?
Oh, 16 songs.
16. You played 7 or 8?
6.
You went through 6 that quick?
I think we did 6. We did a little bit of No Church in the Wild, Niggas in Paris, Oldest.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta Have It.
Mm-hmm. Ham. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that, we did five.
What You Need?
Yeah, I counted that one.
Mm-hmm.
I think. Yeah, we did five or six.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we did five or six.
Yep. And there's still some more bangers on there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But yeah, man. I don't know what I'm listening to on the way home today.
Yeah, that's what I said.
It's been R&B Sundays for me lately, though.
Okay.
When I've been leaving.
Yeah.
And listening to some R&B and shit.
Okay.
Yeah, I left here one week and I was listening to A. Marie, nigga. And I had to do it because the shit I felt it. So I get some of Snapchat shit. Why Don't We Fall in Love?
Oh, God.
Oh, Jesus. Why did I do that?
Right.
You got a phone call?
Because dog. Nah, just people was like, I love that song. I was like, yeah, I know, dope ass song.
I think I did one today, Rick James.
Yeah, I'm gonna do I'm gonna get crazy with it.
Standing on the top.
I'm gonna do I'm gonna do 702 soon. I'm gonna do some Jhené Aiko.
Oh shit,
that the shit I listen to when I be right. I ain't gonna lie, dog. That Jhené Aiko, that's all the worst.
Yeah,
that's one of the dopest fucking beats, man. That beat so fucking hard.
Yeah,
and then she get into her little rap in that motherfucker. Like, mm-hmm. It's a dope ass song. You know, good song. Good story. I like good music. And that song, I'm talking about that beat.
That's about like folding them.
I catch that motherfucker across the 15s, boy. It's going to be some problems, mm-hmm. boy.
Folding the clothes.
Folding gloves.
Folding, yeah.
What a goddamn.
What girl sing that folding?
I think that's Kalani.
Oh, and your clothes fold at the door or some shit?
Kalani.
Yeah. Oh, they love her.
Uh-huh.
I love it.
Okay, yeah. That's some good music.
Yeah, she do. But yeah, because one of my favorite Drake songs, Do Not Disturb, he samples a Kalani song. Like, she makes some dope ass music. Yeah. Shout out to them.
Mm-hmm.
June, appreciate you, man. We about to get up out of here, man.
Right.
Get a shoot over here and holler at my pop and my stepmom and shit.
I tell you, she ain't getting that title back from me.
Yeah, go ahead, holler at my stepmom, man.
She ain't getting it back. What her name is? So and so. Whatever her name is. Hey, Auntie Dead, boy. Auntie Dead.
Dead, that I'm getting to get the peanuts today, though,
for
baby.
Some fucking peanuts.
She got the peanuts today, baby. She got the peanuts jumping today, baby. June, tell them where they can find you, man.
Hanging out with these cool cats, man.
Easy.
Yeah.
Tell them where they can find you, man.
Every Monday on the DJ Blaze Radio Show podcast. You heard me?
Appreciate you, brother. It's your boy, Jones. Y'all know where to find me at. Email us, usejonespodcast@gmail.com. Till next time. Peace.
The house costs a million. Sitting on the beach, and the only thing I know if it's furnished, I'ma take it. My bathtub lift up, my walls do a 360. We got the shit that the government got. Talking money, then you rubbing the spot. Real niggas say that they be wild.